When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And boom, we are back here on the Fanatical Elves with more Browns breaking draft news. As tonight, with pick 85, the Brownies drafted Zach Zinter. Yes, he's a big guy, offensive lineman from that state up north. Damn.
Yeah.
Not liking the fact the kid's from, you know, that other school up north, but he has been one hell of a lineman, and the Brownies looking to get better on the offensive line and stay healthy. Picked this kid up. Zach Zinter was a regular starter for the team up north and was a very good player. First team All Big Ten for 2 years in a row. Described by Andrew Berry tonight in the presser as being part of that winning culture up there from that school, and should fit in. Described as a blue collar kid. They did a lot of visits with him pre-draft. Really liked the kid's character. Big kid, 6'6", 6'6", over 300 pounds, and should be able to help that Browns offensive line. There are some aging guys there, Joel Batonio, Jack Conklin. The only thing that really gets me a little nervous again here is this kid is coming off a major leg injury, a broken leg that I believe he suffered in the Ohio State game where he broke two major bones in his leg, the tibia and the fibula, I think, or something like that, right? And they say he'll be back and ready to go for spring practices here, but I'm like, dude, I mean, I know these guys get injured. That's part of the being in the trenches as a football player, especially at the college and the NFL level, but it still is something to I'm a little nervous as a Browns fan. It's not a exciting pick. I know there were a lot of folks who wanted the Brownies to pick a wide receiver like Tony Franklin, who was still out there. I'm not sure if he's been picked up since, but there are several other wide receivers. The Browns could try to drop or dip back into the end of this third round. Probably not. Their next pick is in the fifth round tomorrow. That will be pick 156. So the Browns have to wait a while, and we'll just have to wait and see. They may try to move up and try to get maybe a wide receiver. I don't know why everyone is fascinated with the Browns picking up another wide receiver. And then I've even seen some folks on social media tonight saying how Andrew Berry, again, dropped the ball and not picking up a wide receiver. I'm like, what the hell are you guys, Browns fans, doing? What are you watching? Do you know that we have Amari Cooper? Do you know that we have Elijah Moore? Do you know that we just picked up Jerry Jeudy in a trade? We got Cedric Tillman, who we just drafted last year. then come on, Browns fans, stop complaining. If you're a Browns fan and you're complaining about Andrew Berry not taking a wide receiver right now, that's just absolutely stupid on your part. So maybe you should root for another team. Again, this is the Fanatical Elves Network. This is Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, John Suchan, Johnny Cleveland Podcast. We've had Lou Marconi and his group on the Burning Browns River talk on all evening tonight following the draft here on the Fanatical Elves on the X YouTube. So catch them. They're still on air, I believe. Anyway, there you are. Zach Zinter, drafted by the Brownies at pick 85, should be a solid addition to the Browns offensive line. He is coming off of a major knee injury or leg injury and got me a little bit worried, but that's the Browns pick. The Browns earlier in the evening picked Michael Hall, a much more popular pick by the team, a Ohio State Buckeye just down the road here in Columbus. And that got the fan base excited. You know, we don't need to pick up a multitude of great talent right now. There is a lot of talent there, but the Browns already have a solid pick. By the way, tune in or follow. We'll have a couple articles out here on Fans First coming up about these draft picks. I just posted one on Michael Hall, so check that on Fans First. That would be awesome. We're going to be bringing you more coverage tomorrow, live coverage starting at just before 12 noon tomorrow, Saturday, in for rounds 4 through 7. The Browns have pick 156. They might try to move up into that fourth round. So we'll be here to see how that goes and bring you all the latest and breaking news of the Browns draft this year. Everybody have a great evening. This is the Fanatical Elves. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time. Oh, let's pause for a commercial break before we leave y'all. Okay, now we're saying goodbye. See you, folks. Go Browns.